Welcome to episode 3 of our parenting series. In our first two episodes, Dr. David Hegarty, our prep school counsellor, shared wise and professional advice on self-care and how to be the very best parents we can. First and foremost, we need to be in a good place emotionally to manage our own anxiety, sadness, and anger, and to be in partnership with a healthy community. If you've missed these episodes, I thoroughly recommend a viewing. You'll find them on our website under Prep Parenting. I am Belinda Baxter, Deputy Head, Students and Community at our prep school, and I can attest to the support available being a member of King's. For we believe that it takes a village to raise a child, and we are your village. Our children are so important. Think back to the happiest times in your childhood. Chances are that you felt secure within known and trusted patterns of life. It's the same for our children now. In this next session, David will explain about the importance of work-life balance and choices, featuring consistency and boundaries. Elements of predictability and trusted familiar patterns can certainly lower psychological distress. And we want our children and young people to be confident and happy, don't we? Your feedback and comment for our future series is highly regarded. Finally, God bless you in your parenting, and God bless your beautiful children.
Hi everyone. I hope you're well, and welcome back to another episode of Parenting Conversations. Today, I want to talk with you about some things that parents often struggle with: boundaries and balance. A lot of us have had to shift to working from home during the pandemic, and although there are some supposed benefits, such as cutting out commutes, possibly increasing quality family time, and potentially achieving a better work-life balance, there are inevitably many challenges this puts on families, especially when everyone is in the same space for long periods, with often conflicting demands on time and resources. There has been a lot of research released in 2021 that has focused on families' experiences of lockdowns throughout 2020. And unsurprisingly, it found that there were high levels of psychological distress, and that the levels of distress were related to child age, with parents of younger children reporting greater difficulties. This is because of the developmental needs of younger children, who are more dependent on their caregivers during lockdown, and who require constant supervision and greater parental involvement. The research also found that the time dedicated by parents in doing activities with their child contributed to a decrease in the level of parental stress during lockdown. This simply means that those parents who have the time to dedicate to their child are less stressed. But obviously, when parents have their own work to do, including housework, and there are young children who are demanding their time, this can lead to an increase in psychological distress. So, the research has confirmed that work-life balance may be a particular challenge for parents during a time of pandemic, which may increase parental stress, which in turn can affect parenting skills. Among the challenges lockdown and working from home has created, the blurring of boundaries between our professional and family lives is arguably a significant one. In normal circumstances, simple acts like commuting and just going to the office help people structure their days and create simple boundaries between work and home life without even needing to think about it consciously. So how do we create these boundaries during a lockdown to hopefully regain some sense of balance? Well, we need to create artificial boundaries and develop routines where possible. Artificial boundaries can be the attempt to regain that sense of "I'm going to work now" and "I'm finished work now" in a more defined fashion. For example, we can create cues for the start and finish of our workday, such as getting changed into and out of our work clothes, or even walking outside and up the road and back to define your workday. Another artificial boundary can be the specific place in your home where you work, if you have the space to do so, and switching off device alerts or limiting access to our devices to reduce interruptions to family time when on a break or once work is over for the day. However, setting up these artificial boundaries and cues for the workday is often not enough. Too often, if we are working from home, our job prevents time for family, or family prevents time for the job. This conflict between work and home life is where the problem lies, and so establishing a routine is critical. Trying to work out a schedule with your children, with your partner, and for your work is a strategy that can help create predictability, reduce stress, and can significantly increase productivity in both work and family time. Regularly looking at your own work demands on your time, looking at where you might be required to help your child, and where your partner can assist is an essential first step in working out when each person requires time. Ensuring that you can develop a routine that also ensures you're practicing some self-care strategies is very important to reduce psychological distress as a parent. Remember that it's okay to say no to your child if they're asking for help, and it's your scheduled time to be working on your own work or housework. Your child will cope with a gentle, "I'm sorry, but I can't help you right now as I have to complete this work, but I can help you in half an hour." Saying something like this can help to define the boundaries by sticking as much as possible to our routine. Keep in mind, this is very general advice, and I understand this is harder for some parents given their context. For example, all of this is very challenging if we don't have a partner there to help us. Whether our partner is absent due to their own job, either as an essential worker or just having a significant work demands, or whether there has been a separation or divorce and you're a sole parent or involved in co-parenting. This can add a significant burden to the parent who's left with the majority of parenting duties. In this case, a routine is still important, and this routine should still include self-care. However, it is perhaps the expectations of both yourself and your child that need to be addressed here. Expectations and how they can affect our well-being was discussed in the second self-care parenting conversations video. Lowering expectations of what you or those around you should or could achieve is okay during a time of stress, and ensuring that this is factored into your routine or schedule for the day will help significantly. Importantly, even if we have a great routine and we have great support from our partner, we need to recognise that there will always be unforeseen events that disrupt even the best laid plans. A child's sickness, work demands, or appointments can certainly challenge any routine and throw out our feeling of work-life balance. But work-life balance is always going to be challenging. Both work and life are elastic concepts. They're in a state of ongoing tension, and we're almost always trying to define their boundaries in response to not only our own changing needs and desires, but also the changing demands imposed upon us. Flexibility is key here. This simply means we need to be prepared to modify and change routines if they're not working for us, or if things pop up that are beyond our control. Finally, the belief that we will attain flawless work-life balance is sadly misplaced. Perfection is unattainable because ebbs and flows and just change in general are far more likely. So we've covered some ideas today on how you can try to create some work-life balance by using boundaries and routines. Simply being aware that we can create artificial boundaries and create routines is useful, as it might provide some semblance of predictability, which can lower psychological distress. But remember that this is always going to be challenging just due to the messiness and unpredictability of life. So thanks for joining me today, and I hope you can join me again for our next Parenting Conversations video.